With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So pleased to welcome in our next guest, Peter King, NBC Sports. He joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Peter, good morning. How's your Thursday shaping up?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're great here in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us. I don't want to make too much of this because, Peter, the Giants are a bad football team, not a very good football team right now. But I saw Ben the other night, and I saw three-step drop Ben, get it out quick Ben, game manager a little bit, if you will, Ben. Were you impressed that he didn't give in to the temptation of trying to bite too much off? Maybe we saw a different Ben in that he realizes the weaponry around him, he can just get it out to people and kind of manage a game a little bit and be very successful this year.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing I saw the other night. I'll disagree with you about the fact that the Giants stink. Okay, I've seen the Giants stink, and they've stunk for a few years. This team was not bad, okay? And this was a struggle, and I understand why it was a struggle, okay? And to me, I give the Steelers a lot of credit in a lot of ways for what happened in this game. And look, I agree with you. I think Roethlisberger struggled early. And then after he struggled, he had great command of the game. I thought his best single play was against pressure when he lofted it up to Juju running across shallow in the end zone for an easy touchdown. And he proved that he could still hang in there and that he was, he looked like he always has looked. But I think the one other thing about the game that really struck me is that, you know, when we think of the Steelers in the outside world, in the non-Pittsburgh bubble, you know, we sort of think of them as, you know, Roethlisberger, Juju, T.J. Watt, you know, Cam Hayward. I don't know many people who just think off the top of their head, yeah, Bud Dupree. And, you know, to me, when I think of the Steelers and when I watch them on Monday night, Bud Dupree was the best player on the field. And to me, that's different than what I thought it would be. And I thought Bud Dupree was absolutely fantastic in that game.
Peter King of NBC Sports with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Everything you just said, Peter, leads me to this next question. Just how good is the Steelers' defense?
I think it's really, really good, and I think they're going to be a handful for every team that they play. I think the biggest issue that the Steelers have right now, honestly, is if they have somebody who can block their front seven, you know, are they going to be good across the board in the secondary? I thought Hilton and Hayden the other day, you know, were very good. I was surprised Minka got snowed on that. I'm trying to remember the exact play, but
Slayton, yeah,
that is going to be a top three, top five NFL defense. You know, the one thing about that game, I sometimes we just forget that a team with a really good defense, you know, if Ben Roethlisberger stays healthy, and again, this is a guy who's missed 22 games in the last 5 years, So you don't automatically think he's going to be healthy, especially coming off major surgery at age 38. So, but if he plays 16 games, they're making the playoffs and they're going to challenge Baltimore. Now, you know, that's a very, very big if. But I was really impressed with what I saw the other night.
Peter King, NBC Sports, joining us, Fan Morning Show. Okay, so are we supposed to continue to make a big deal out of Alejandro Villanueva? Where's this story? And if Mike Tomlin gave him the blessing to do this, is there a story there?
Look, I think the smartest coaches do not use a one-size-fits-all way of coaching your team, way of handling your team. I covered the Giants in the 80s when Bill Parcells treated Phil Simms with an iron fist because he felt that that's how he got the most out of him and how he could show his team, I'm going to treat the golden boy a little bit differently than everybody else. And at the same time, he gave Lawrence Taylor all the leeway in the world. And look, Phil Simms played great for him. Lawrence Taylor played great for him. That ended up being the recipe for one Super Bowl when he was there and one after he left. So, again, I think Mike Tomlin cannot say we're going to put everybody's name on the back of our helmet, and if you don't like it, go somewhere else. He's got to listen to the players on his team. And in my opinion, that's what he did. And, again, I don't know this story well, but I think we have to understand that in this world right now, people are not all going to think the same thing about the issues in this country. And you can't allow it to basically even enter your locker room, never mind tear apart your team.
Peter, you make a really good point about the one-size-fits-all philosophy, which leads me back to a football-centered question about Bruce Arians, not calling out Tom Brady, but being critical of Tom Brady. And that's something that Bill Belichick may have never wanted to do in public, but Tom's now got to adjust to the fact that Bruce Arians is a more outspoken, more gregarious head coach, and it's his territory that Tom Brady is walking into. What do you make of Arians openly being critical of Tom Brady, especially given the fact that Brady has to know he didn't play well against the Saints?
I think Tom Brady wants not a pal for a head coach. Tom Brady wants somebody who says exactly what he thinks as a head coach. And, you know, to me, I can't get into all the people who are basically saying, Arians is disrespecting Brady. A coach is supposed to yell at his quarterback when he thinks he hasn't played well. And so I can't get fired up about it, and I would doubt sincerely that Tom Brady goes home in Tampa and says to Giselle, man, I am really ticked off at Arians for calling it the way he sees it.
Peter King here on the Fan Morning Show. Are we supposed to, in the AFC North, extract that Baltimore was really good, Cleveland underachieved in that first game, or maybe they're just really bad, or perhaps the truth somewhere in the middle, Peter?
I think Baltimore was really good in that game. And my way of thinking, Cleveland really, to me, there's one team in the NFL that has a must-win in this week. One team, and that's the Cleveland Browns. If they lose at home this week to the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't know how Baker Mayfield survives that game. And I'm not saying he gets yanked for Case Keenum, but, it would be absolutely stunning to me if Mayfield can recover if he loses this game tonight.
We talk so much about the quarterbacks in the AFC North, Peter, which leads me to this question. Joe Burrow, in that final drive, even though the Bengals, you know, they end up missing the field goal and they end up losing the game, but that final drive where Joe Burrow put them in position to kick that field goal, I thought impressed me as much as any other quarterback play this week. He was cool, he was calm, he was efficient, and he moved his team down the field quickly into scoring position.
I thought that was a great drive by him. And, you know, to me, there's something about this Joe Burrow. There really is. It's going to take a special quarterback, a very special quarterback, to survive the mayhem and the mediocrity in Cincinnati. And I think he has it in him. There's something about him. There's something about his attitude. Like, I could care less. I got drummed out of Ohio State. You know, they wanted to replace me after my first year at LSU. He's one of these guys who has the attitude. He's not playing for anybody else but himself. And, you know, I keep coming back to this about Burrow. He had to leave Columbus, Ohio with his tail between his legs after being Mr. Football in Ohio coming out of high school. And then not being able to win the job in two separate competitions in Columbus. And so he has had so much, he's got such a hard shell built up that he looks at, oh, you mean you're questioning whether I can win in Cincinnati with a top 12 receiver core led by A.J. Green, who someday might get talked about for Canton? I mean, I think he laughs at people who think that this is the impossible dream. You know, I think he's going to be pretty good. How good, we'll see, because the Bengals clearly have got to build a better offensive line in front of them. But I'm pretty bullish on what I saw of Burrow both last year and last Sunday.
Peter, last thing real quick before we let you go. So pleased that you've joined us this morning. But tell me if I'm right or wrong. However well-intentioned or righteous the messages are, people are to the point where they're getting a little bit tired of the intersection of social justice and politics with sports. That's just my personal thought. Do you think I could be on to something that even if these are very well-intentioned messages, they're to the point where they just want to watch games again?
Well, I agree with that. But I guess I would make this point that, first of all, athletes today are not going to shut up and dribble. And even if it costs them, in some cases, even if it costs them their livelihood, they're just not going to do what people want them to do. Okay, that's one thing. Secondly, after week one, I think that you're going to see some of this stuff in the end zone. You're going to see some of this stuff on the back of the helmets, but I don't think you're going to get beat over the head with it. And again, I understand that people just want a respite from this stuff for 3 hours, but I think a total respite is just not coming. And I think that players are going to, they're basically going to say, if that's the way you want it, some of them are going to say, we're not going to play.
Peter King, Peter, so, so great. Thank you so very much for joining us. We appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Hey, thanks guys.
Absolutely. Peter King, NBC Sports, as always, one of our favorites.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.